worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
This is America! Say it, stupid!
Kara.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mickey.
I have no idea what's going on.
And Lazy E.
I'm the fat kid and I want cake.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Welcome to the show! Welcome to the show! Welcome to the show! Yeah, it's a freak accident! I know, a mistake has just occurred in your ears.
I didn't know you were planning to start that way.
I didn't know either. Sometimes I just fly off the handle with random things.
It's because we don't have the board.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I have to make up for it with my insanity. Welcome to the show. Afreakaccident.com is the website. Our email, if you'd like to reach out, and we would love that, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. I am Crisco, founding member of the show. That's Mickey, founding member of the show. That's Kara.
Not founding
member of the show.
I had to think about that for a minute. I was like, have I been here since?
Yeah. You founded this show.
There's a rock out front with your name carved into it.
Yeah, that's when you leave, because you're a founding member, when you leave, we bludgeon you dead. People haven't figured that out about Ian yet. He's just a corpse. He's a walking zombie.
But his was a door.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
not a rock.
Yeah, we stuck his head between a door frame and a door and smashed it over and over again.
Okay.
Somehow. Works. No, you just get to leave.
Oh, that's
that, yeah, because you weren't a founding member. Founding members get special founding privileges.
That's fair.
As in, your body will be found by the police. So you might also notice that Lazy E is once again not here. However, I have textual evidence on the phone that he is on his way.
It's really close.
He said, should I still come?
It's just getting worse. I mean, sure.
Going to say, sure, why not? There you go. I am outvoted 2-1. He can still come. I even texted him, sure, why not? I literally texted that as you were thinking it, Kara. So we're on the same wavelength.
You feel the same way about him.
How does that make you feel?
It's creepy. It's this across the table thing.
Right, yeah.
It's a lot
See,
of eye
it's
action,
bad, isn't it?
What? Bad? So once again, for the second straight week now, Lazy E, you know what? It's interesting. I mentioned last week on the show that it was the first time in almost a decade that I had done a show, that specifically I had done a show without him.
Right.
Because he and I have been on the radio together and doing podcasts together for close to 10 years now. It was like around 2012 when some previous podcasting adventures kicked off. I think.
I have no idea.
I mean, I do know we were at least in radio together by that point, but in any case, yeah.
I'm not a founding member. I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was a thing. But also, I failed to mention last week that last week, and assuming he makes it here before we finish the show, last week was the first time ever that he had missed an episode of the podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah. He had been here. Now, granted, there were times when he could not make it, and we did a best of.
Right.
But that was usually because those times were circumstantially bad for multiple people on the show, and it was just kind of like not worth one person, me
just
and him, or you and him. There were plenty of times when it was like you couldn't make it, and then he last minute had something come up and he couldn't make it, but I'm not going to sit here and talk to myself for an hour. I mean, I could.
I mean, you mostly do anyway. It's not...
You've seen that...
That was for you.
Thanks.
You've seen that Simpsons meme, right? Old man yells at cloud. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me by myself on a microphone. But yeah, so that was the first time that he had ever missed an episode of the podcast, that we had done a new episode and not a best of without him. First time it ever happened.
And it was amazing. It had the most listeners ever.
I actually did not check the numbers.
I don't know. I have no information about that. That's,
I like
that's
her
not
gusto,
factual.
It's not factual, but you just said it on the internet, so it might
Must
as well
true.
Be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is how fake news gets started. You
just
see
doing my part.
One person hears it and then tells another person, and pretty soon Trump is president, but maybe not for much longer. But yeah, we have Lazy E en route, apparently. Should I still come? He said. I said, sure, why not? Because we really did only just get started.
Yeah.
And he texted that as we were starting, although he's apparently 30 minutes away. So he should be rolling in just in time to drop his prognostication on us, as we will be making some bold predictions for 2020 in this episode. Going to be trying to tickle our inner clairvoyant,
ooh,
as it were. Yeah.
I
don't have a crystal ball. I can go outside and collect some snow and make a crystal snowball for you if you would prefer.
I was going to say, we pretty much just have ice outside.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. One can be manufactured in a relatively swift period of time.
It's true.
Was it supposed to snow this much?
I have no idea.
I didn't know it was supposed to snow at all. So
yeah.
That's...
Wow, you're surprised.
Yeah, I was like a, it was like a big surprise for me.
Now, did you...
What is this white stuff?
That's supposed to be 90 today.
Well, that seems a little extreme.
Yeah,
you're living in the wrong area.
Sorry. Yeah.
Did either of your phones obnoxiously go off with this terrible screeching alarm?
Yep.
Yep.
Were you doing radio, Kara, at the time that that happened?
No, that could have been bad.
Yeah.
I was trying to nap, so...
Oh, even better.
Yeah. So
I mean,
that didn't happen.
Your favorite pastime,
it,
too.
I told you. It is my favorite thing to do.
And the National Weather Service just came in and ruined
jerks.
It. Yeah.
Trying to save me and keep me safe.
I don't understand why. That's normally the blaring, obnoxious, like, air raid siren noise that goes off when there's an Amber Alert.
Yeah.
Right? Which I always love when they're Western Pennsylvania, Amber Alert. I can do nothing about this.
Right.
I am ineffectual in this situation.
They're teleporting kids now. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's new for...
The tech is
so
advanced.
It's a prognostication for next year.
Way to go, Elon. Wait, no. but you hang on to that for later in the show.
Got that planned.
But we have... Where was I even going?
Stuff and things.
Right. No, obnoxious alarms. Yeah, mine went off. Everybody's went off at work. I thought the world was ending.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked down and it's like, snow squalls. Oh.
Yeah.
That's all just a squall. Not a blizzard, no. Not any kind of environmental emergency, just a squall.
Although we are saying, Murderer and I, that the accident that happened on 80 in Pennsylvania with the 30 car pileup.
When was this?
This afternoon.
I didn't even hear about
right
it.
Right after that alarm went off. We're blaming it on the alarm that everybody looked down at their phone all at the same time and into each other.
Bam. Yeah, because that would have been before the snow had started, right?
Only like seconds before it started, because mine went off while I was driving. I'm like, oh, look, snow. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And it's annoying enough that you're going to go through the effort to look down and turn it off.
Yeah.
You're not
going
to wait for it to maybe stop. I don't even know if they would stop on their own. Do we have to turn them off?
I think you have to, because it was like, not only that, but it's loud, too. I swear when it comes through, it auto-defaults your volume to maximum so that you cannot not hear it.
Agree.
That's like, man. Yeah, no, but they're not listening at all. Have you ever had that happen to you where like you're talking about something and then suddenly you see an ad for it on Instagram like later that day?
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the time.
I've been doing an experiment with my phone. I have not Google searched luggage yet, but Hello Nurse and I need a new luggage set. Mm. And I keep saying it near my phone, luggage, 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 luggage. And I'm waiting for it to show up.
Sure. It's going
to
happen.
It has to. And when it does, I'm throwing this thing against the wall and smashing it to bits because I won't have any microphones in my butt crack anytime soon.
So wait, where's this microphone been?
Yours is fine. Yours has been in the bag over there for a long, long time. But we do have a very fun and exciting show planned, although I didn't bother to pull up the show prep or share it with either of you,
right.
So you'll be finding out in real time, along with the listener.
Woo!
How are you two doing, Mickey and Kara?
We're here.
Yes, true.
It's about it.
Has Boy Joy or whatever his name was?
LeRoy. I was going to say LeJoy.
LeJoy.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, did Boy Joy, have you encountered him at all yet?
I haven't. I haven't looked in any of the, you know, ads looking for love or anything.
I thought you were going to say closets.
He might be in one of the closets.
I haven't checked any of my closets lately. I don't know. He could be in there. I'm just going to, it's kind of like Schrodinger's cat, though. Like, LeRoy is either in or not in your closet. Maybe both. The only way to find out for sure is to open it, but just let the sleeping dogs lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So no experiences like that this week. All good.
No experiences like that at all.
No.
Have you gone back to that gas station?
I haven't.
She's like, I'm avoiding it at all costs.
Well, I mean, if you were to show up, and if our assumption being that he hangs out there all the time proved to be true, he might take that as a sign of commitment.
That's true.
You want to avoid that.
This is two times.
Right.
Three times a charm.
See, now I'm curious. Now I want to go there like with a wig on and see if I can find him.
You could try.
I'll wear like a pair of pumps.
But what are you going to do with this?
My mustache?
Yeah.
Ladies can grow mustaches.
Mine didn't seem to bother him too much.
You like, what do you think of this? Honestly.
Yeah, it's very 70s.
I know, right? It's great.
Perfect.
I know. I need to. I mentioned in my post that I need to be able to travel back to the 70s so I could start my private eye.
Absolutely.
Business.
I feel like you need cowboy boots.
What? Cowboy boots?
Yep.
No. Tracksuit and sneakers. That's what I need.
No, definitely cowboy boots.
Or one of those shirts that's like unbuttoned down to here and a really hairy chest and a gold chain.
Yep. Velour tracksuit.
There you go.
Get serious.
Okay.
They even make those anymore?
They probably do.
Oh, yeah. No, they do actually, because I was looking at American Apparel. Was that what I was looking at?
Wait, American Apparel sells velour tracksuits?
No, is it American? Yeah, no. I think it is.
American
Eagle? No. American Apparel. Whatever company makes clothes in the U.S., they make very weird stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was, there were quite a few options in quite a few colors.
Oh, there you go.
See, it's coming back, and I got the old scum stash just in time.
You need that burgundy maroon color.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Brushed real nice.
And a pair of really, really white sneakers. That's what it has to be.
No other colors allowed.
Yeah.
I like it. That'll be like, that's your New Year's resolution.
Bring that look back?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already halfway there.
Single-handedly.
So I might as well. I'll just start standing on public square in that, just with my hands on my hips, just looking off into the distance, waiting for it to gain traction.
No.
Let's make a meme happen at the very least.
Crisco, PI. Here's the card.
Where's Camden?
It's just, I'm sure he'll do that. And somehow I'll still have that stupid dog face, too, at the same time.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
My PI business card is just going to have an eyeball on it, right? Because private eye.
That's good.
That's the old joke.
Uh-huh.
That was almost a honk.
I needed to. We have no sound effects. I got to get back into this.
Wait, give me a honk honk. Yeah, all right.
I made it a little more nasally the second time.
We got that. Let's save it. All right. Yeah, now this will be a good show, though. Lazy E will be here later on, we hope, in time for his implausible prognostication, in which we are going to revisit the prognostications that we made. Well, Kara, you weren't here yet.
No.
But we made some predictions, Mickey and I, and Lazy E as well, at the beginning of this year for things that might happen this year. And now granted, there are a couple, there's like what, 10 days roughly left in the
13?
The month? 13, something like that.
Right?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
We're about halfway through December, just over.
Yeah.
But this is our last show for the year. So really, when a freak accident isn't around, time stops.
Yeah.
So we are going to revisit
there
those.
Is nothing else.
I mean, granted, if something happens between now and December 31st, like if the thing that I predicted comes true.
Yeah.
Because we need one. We'll get to that later. But if that happens, then you can just owe me $5 when we come back next year. But we are also going to make some bold predictions for 2020. Things that we see happening. But spoilers, we, I think, owe Lazy E some money.
Mm. Well, not me. I wasn't here.
Yeah, not you. Yeah, you got out of that. But you and I owe him money.
Maybe.
I mean, it's a pretty foregone conclusion at this point. I would be legitimately surprised if it didn't.
I'm waiting to see. Still got time.
I'm waiting for her to, like, dive backwards out the window and go put a stop to it, like, now. Just because she wants to save $5. She'll spend $200 going from here to there to stop the proceedings.
Yeah. Yep.
She'll, like, come in ninja costume, like, rappelling down a fast rope or a speed rope. Just zoom, zip in, kick the speaker of the house over. Canceled! And then she...
The gentlewoman may speak.
Yeah. And then she triggers the rocket pack that launches her back out of the roof of the Capitol. My headcanon is awesome. I think this needs to happen now. Get the camera. We'll follow her. But also on the show today, apart from implausible prognostications a little later on, we have a list of the 10 worst movies of the decade. So we'll read through that list, and we'll see if we agree or disagree, maybe debate a little bit. Have you seen a lot of movies, Kara, the last 10 years?
I don't know. Less than I used to watch.
Yeah.
But
there's so much it seems like there is to watch anymore, and I just can't keep up with all of it.
It's tough.
So we'll get that. We will play... Although, I don't know if we'll be able to do this with Lazy E not here. We may have to push this back, but we intend to play Humdinger.
Okay.
Which is a game where apparently one of us hums a song, and then everybody else has to try and guess what it is.
Okay. I think I'll be good at that one.
What does that look for?
It's going to be awful.
No.
Well, yeah, that's the point. It's funny when it's bad.
You're gonna hum
what else are we doing?
You would think the musician would be all about something musically related, but nah.
No.
Nah, yeah, you just hate it.
Yep.
Like everything. We will have the 5 most annoying things about winter, according to people surveyed, and we'll share some of our own. Obnoxious, blaring phone alarms when it's just flurrying outside.
You're trying to take a nap.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of bull.
Number one. We'll get to the rest of that list in no time. And we also have some music you can use possibly as well. Some new
if
songs.
If he ever gets here.
If he ever gets here, because he has the iPad with things on it. If not, we will be playing fast and loose with the rules in this episode of A Freak Accident. Either way, we are glad you're here.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
It's too late. We've got to operate. Just trying to relax. It's the house of
wax. This is a segment about bad movies. This is the B movie song.
Nice.
B for bad.
Yep.
See, me personally, I love B movies. Watching, and there are certain movies where they're so bad it's good.
Yeah.
I like watching those, where it crosses that threshold where it comes back around to being entertaining on the other side of being terrible.
Like you can't look away.
Right,
it's
exactly.
A car accident.
There are some great ones out there, and it's like a little hobby of mine is like, you know, tracking them down, and Hello Nurse and I will watch them, and it's amusing to see like just sheer incompetence completely on display. It's glorious sometimes. But this list, compiled by the Hollywood Reporter, is specifically movies that are just bad.
Nice.
Like just terrible. And specifically, they're looking for the worst movies of the decade. Because this is, of course, the end of a decade.
Right.
So we've got the top 10 list here. And we will be going through them. And we'll see, first of all, if anybody here has seen them, the ones that I mentioned, and then whether or not you thought it was any good or had any redeeming qualities whatsoever.
So he's looking at you, Kara.
I
don't know. You have surprised me lately, Mickey, with the things that it turns out you've seen.
Yeah, I get around to certain things. Yeah, we'll find out.
I mean, you and Murderer have Netflix, right? Yeah, so like you're just sitting around late at night, you pop something on. You might have seen some of these. You didn't even realize
it. Yeah, probably.
But the first one on the list is, incidentally, one that was mentioned on this show not too long ago. And that is, we had talked about, I think, Love Actually, and how there was a brief period in time where a bunch of movies came out that were holiday themed and had a bunch of really big names attached to them and that sort of thing. And I mentioned this one, and I did remember at the time then too that this had a lot of people did not like this movie and they thought it was very, very bad. From 2010, the movie was Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Was that the one? Wait, who was in it?
Okay, Bradley Cooper was in it. Anne Hathaway, Julia Roberts, Jamie Foxx, Shirley MacLaine, and many, many others. That's what I mean. It was like a star-studded lineup of people in this movie.
I might have seen that one.
Wasn't there a horror movie called Valentine's Day?
You think you're right.
I mean, I don't think there's a copyright on the name or using Valentine's Day as the name of a film.
It just makes it really confusing.
It's possible I saw that one, but not enough to remember to like give any kind of good input on it.
It was an all-star rom-com. According to this, so egregious in and of itself, it's more than director Gary Marshall squandered the talents of such actors, and that he proceeded to ruin not only this holiday, but also some of those other movies that came out, New Year's Eve and Mother's Day. That's what I mean. There were additional films like in this cinematic universe. If
they were called New Year's Eve and Mother's Day?
Yeah, those were the other movies.
I never heard of those at all.
Celebrating holidays.
That's what it is. Love Actually, which wasn't, the name doesn't give it away, but it was like a Christmas-themed movie. That was the first one to do this. Because like I said, that had like Colin Firth in it. It had Alan Rickman in it. Mr. Bean was in it. There were a bunch of other big names in that one too. Liam Neeson, mm-hmm. I mentioned that too. The guy who played Bilbo in the Hobbit movies. He was also Watson on Sherlock, that mm-hmm. actor.
I don't think I've seen any of that.
Yeah, that's
so.
that one was, I like.
I'm going to be disappointed.
Love Actually is but yeah, Valentine's Day, I did not see either, but I've heard very bad things about it. Was from 2012. I don't remember this one, and maybe that's for good reason. This Means War was the name of the movie. The director was Mick G.
Okay. I've heard of McGee.
He's terrible. He manages to churn out a turd every couple of years
somehow. Probably why then. Okay.
Studios keep hiring him to continue making films despite his less than stellar track record. But this movie had Tom Hardy in it, which I think a lot of people are familiar with.
Yeah.
He's really good. Chris Pine was in it as well. And Reese Witherspoon was also in the movie. It is an action movie about two CIA agents who discover that they're dating the same woman.
Oh.
It happens to be Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, did not see that movie.
No.
According to this, it represented career lows for all three stars.
Well.
And it says it's no wonder Tom Hardy felt the need to wear a mask in The Dark Knight Rises. He also had a very silly voice in that movie. You've seen that one, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. See, I'm looking back and forth between the two of you. I'm like, somebody in here has seen The Dark Knight Rises. This was another one. This one wasn't, but it follows in the similar train of thought as like Valentine's Day and those movies that I mentioned.
Okay.
Movie 43 came out in 2013.
What is wrong with these? Okay, I don't know this one.
Or maybe I did. I don't know. Go ahead. Read the description.
I mean, I suppose, considering these are allegedly the 10 worst movies of the decade, you should count yourself lucky that you haven't seen any of them.
Yes.
And this is another one. I've heard of all of these so far, but I haven't seen them myself because, again, we're not talking about so bad it's good. We're talking about hurts to watch so bad.
Like I started it and had to turn it off.
Yep.
Right, yeah. Literally walk out of the theater because it's so darn bad.
Mm-hmm.
This is an anthology sketch comedy movie featuring no less than 14 directors.
Ouch.
And an ensemble including Halle Berry, Gerard Butler, Richard Gere, Hugh Jackman, Emma Stone, Kate Winslet, Seth MacFarlane, and others too numerous to name.
Okay, the budget had to be outrageous.
You would think that, right?
And yeah, they had to make no money on that movie then.
Unless it was like the kind of thing where they got all of these people, because if it's an anthology, there's a bunch of different stories happening. So it's like, listen, come on set for one day.
Sure.
You shoot for one day, we'll get you out of here, we'll pay you this much, and it's like, it was kind of like a weird experimental sort of thing. That's what it sounds like. 14 directors? I mean, are you kidding me?
So it's like 14 mini-movies smushed together.
Referred to as the black hole of bad movies. This kind of notorious stinker that drives film critics out of the profession and cast members into witness protection. It won a bunch of golden raspberries that year.
Doesn't it make you kind of want to watch it a little bit, though, to just see how bad it is?
That's the thing. I mean, at that point, like, it swept the Razzies that year. So now I'm it's piqued my curiosity.
Might be worth a 10-minute view.
I would not pay for it.
No.
I would pirate it, or I would... Yes, I just admitted to doing something illegal on the internet. Fine. But I would pirate it or borrow it, but I would not pay a cent to see that movie.
I'm sure they're giving it away for free.
They've got to be somewhere. Yeah. It's like, they loop it in with, like, when you first open up your cable package or your satellite package, like, get this movie free for the next year. Please just watch it.
Please, we're begging you.
Because some stupid idiot in our back office decided to buy the rights for it for a year, so please... 2010's The Last Airbender comes in next. This was a movie that was based on an anime called Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Okay.
It was directed and I believe written and adapted for the screen by M. Night Shyamalan, who also has a track record of putting out a whole lot of real bad things.
I like his movies.
He's done some really good movies.
Yes.
But he's also done a lot of not good
movies.
You're right.
I remember the commercials for Airbender.
Yeah.
I do remember that being a thing, but that's about as far as that went.
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure Split was a great movie. Signs was a great movie. Yep. Unbreakable, phenomenal. That's another movie in the Split universe, I guess. I didn't see Glass. I didn't really hear much about it either.
I saw Unbreakable.
Yeah. And The Sixth Sense, obviously, was his first one.
Yeah.
That was the big breakout.
There was really I don't think any of them went as far as Sixth Sense, though. I think that was like the one.
Sure.
That was his top notch one there.
And what was the one with the elevator?
Devil,
yeah.
Did you like that one?
I like that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear good things about that one at all.
It was psychological thriller.
Oh, okay.
So,
sure.
It's good, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Last Airbender, it had a huge budget, a whole bunch of 3D, CGI, all sorts of nonsense, and it was bad. It was real bad.
Not in his wheelhouse.
No, and he made it, I remember him saying in an interview, because his kid liked the anime, the cartoon, and so he was like, I'm going to make a movie out of this.
Oh.
And it's like, I know a lot of my friends are into anime. Me, not so much. I mean, there's anime that I enjoy, but I don't, like, seek it out.
Right.
But they've said that, like, Last Airbender's really, really good, and he just did not have the first clue about what made it special.
Sure,
and
he just knew his kid liked it, and that was as far as it went.
Yeah.
This is great. I can make a movie off this. I'll get a paycheck.
Dad, let me tell you a little bit about it. No, I don't need to know anything about it. I'm famous.
Up next is actually three movies rolled up into one.
Ooh.
The Human Centipede Trilogy.
There's three of them.
Yep.
Apparently there are. I was only aware of two.
What?
They somehow churned out a third one?
Yeah.
Did you see these?
Yep.
Oh, you did?
You?
Of course. I watch horror movies.
This isn't horror, though. This is just gross.
Explain. It becomes horror at that point.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Right? Ah.
Explain this movie. Or movies.
They glue a bunch of people together face to butt.
No.
And then they each poop into each other's mouths.
No, they don't.
Yep.
Is that a real movie?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about a...
Is it like a killer, like a Saw person that tries to punish people?
Yeah, kind of.
Right, like he kidnaps people in Europe and then he glues them together.
Yeah.
And forces them to be a human centipede where they each choke out. So here's a quick question for you. In that situation, because the first movie, there was three people.
Hey!
Right?
Oh! It's this!
He's in the house!
Oh!
He made it!
Welcome.
Speaking of human centipedes.
We're going through the word.
That's right. I am the human centipede.
No.
We can finally make our human quadruped. So, all right, let's hit a break real quick so he can get his mic set up. We'll be right back. We are back from our little reprieve there. Lazy E is all set up with his microphone.
Back.
He's back. You missed 1 week.
Yeah.
But it's in the history books.
I know.
Well, welcome. We're glad you can make it here. Where would you want to be in a human centipede? The front, the middle, or the back?
Oh, you always want to be the front.
Right?
The worst place is the middle.
Yeah, well, the middle for sure. Yeah.
Because you're eating poop and pooping into somebody's mouth.
But in the
person on the back is just eating the poop. You don't get it. There's no positive to that whatsoever.
The front, you're just eating.
Yeah, just normal
regular food.
Yeah.
Sorry to both people behind me, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's going to filter.
Now, what about, because on the picture on this screen, Mickey, is like a human centipede that seems to be hundreds of people long.
Yeah, I think that was the third one.
Oh. So what kept happening that this experiment kept going on?
It's literally the same thing for all three of them. It's like the Saw movies. Like,
wait.
A different person.
I finally caught myself up. Mickey, you haven't seen like literally every movie in the world.
But she's seen Human Centipede.
But you've seen Human Centipede.
I told Crisco, horror movies. Watch horror movies.
That's not a horror
it
movie.
It is a horror movie.
It's horrible.
Yeah. They're eating poop.
I can't get over the explanation of what happens in this movie.
I know. How do you get three films out of that concept? I can see one. Oh, like, you know, you could do like a David Cronenberg style body horror thing with the first one, but right. You can't extrapolate that out into two additional feature length films. Like, what was the plot? People get glued together and then they crap in each other. That's it.
That was it. And they managed to make three films out of it.
Did the third one have a love story in the middle? Like in the middle of the centipede, they looked at each other and like, you taste fun.
But it sounded like...
Oh.
So were they good?
No.
Okay.
If you would have said yes, I would have left.
This entire conversation, then, is no, because she agrees with the determination that they were terrible.
They belong on the list. I'm not denying that fact at all.
Another three movies next up on the list, wrapped into one. The 50 Shades trilogy.
Okay.
Did all three of those come out?
I don't know. I saw the first one.
Okay.
I was embarrassed in front of myself watching it. Like, it's like my fake mom and dad were sitting next to me, and I couldn't look at the screen. There was no one there, but it felt like they were, and that was just it was bad.
You got to your car in the parking lot afterward. You caught a reflection of yourself in the window, and you're just like, oh, you.
They were gonna
couldn't take enough showers.
They were gonna put me in the movie because of my talent.
Lazy E holds up to 9,000 studs.
You'd fit into that movie or you instead of me.
Yeah, I know. Whatever one you want. Same with Kara.
Kara sucks.
So the movie, the books I've heard were terrible, and then the movies were obviously worse because they weren't softcore pornography either. It was just, it was like a PG-13 and or somewhat R-rated, but...
I wouldn't say PG-13. I think it was definitely a little more R. Okay. NC-17-ish up there. But it was like done in a very uncomfortable way. And the actors didn't look like it was like to me.
They weren't having fun.
It looked very, very awkward.
So wasn't that the premise of the books was like he was like a narcissist?
Yeah, but he wasn't even like. And the actor, don't get me wrong, great looking guy, should be in this movie. But I only saw the first one too. I didn't watch the other two. But that was
you
want to
suspend the the suspense.
Yeah.
But you know, he just didn't. I don't know. I don't think they embodied the characters enough. And then plus, like Dakota, whatever her name is,
Fanning.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Johnson maybe, or she's Goldie Hawn's.
Sure.
Goldie Hawn's daughter. Goldie Hawn's daughter is Kate Hudson. Whatever. She's somebody's daughter. And I remember her talking about how...
isn't every woman? But yeah.
I can't remember who it was. Well, regardless, she had like a lot of embarrassment somebody's issues daughter. With her parents and stuff. So then that kind of was the story surrounding the release of this movie. And then when you watched it, you're like, oh, man. She was really embarrassed anyway of doing it, and you could tell.
There was a lot of hype around that first one.
There was.
And then I remember hearing about the second one. I wasn't aware that they made it to a third.
I didn't think they did either.
50 Shades of Grey, the climax.
The Emoji Movie, 2017.
Oh, I heard of it. I didn't see it.
Didn't know that existed.
I knew it existed, didn't see it.
We talked about it here on the podcast. Remember that brief period of time when we were obsessed with emojis? It was like all we could talk about.
Yeah, we did the Bible emoji.
Every single episode had something emoji related in
the topics. I remember that, but I don't remember that there was a movie coming out about emojis.
Well, there was, and it did.
Okay.
Now, this one I completely disagree with.
Okay.
This was 2011's Cowboys and Aliens.
Cowboys and Aliens was great.
That movie is awesome.
Because here's the thing about it. Is it a good movie by standard? No. But did it give you exactly what you expect? Yes.
Dude, it was a blast.
That's the thing. It wasn't a quote-unquote good movie, but what did you go to see?
Right.
It's like going to see Godzilla. You didn't go to see the plot line. You go to see some things blow up.
I don't even care. I thought it had a really tight plot. I mean, there's not much you can explore with that concept, but essentially the premise was aliens invade the Old West and cowboys shoot at them.
It was Mars Attacks.
Kind of, yeah. It was not quite as silly. They play it straight, but it's a good movie. It's fun. Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig are in it.
It's like I always defend... Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Also on this list.
Great movie.
See that? I disagree. But
no, it was exactly what it needed to be.
They list basically every Adam Sandler movie on this list as well.
What?
They refer to it as the Adam Sandler oeuvre. Right? Oeuvre? That's not
egg.
Yeah, oeuvre. O-E-U-V-R-E.
Oeuvre means egg, doesn't it?
Oeuvre. I don't know.
Yeah. It's basically all of it, it lists Just Go With It, Jack and Jill, That's My Boy, The Cobbler, Pixels. It's a whole
okay.
bunch of
so this
really
is a millennial that doesn't know that he made movies prior to that.
Sure, right. Yeah, like Big Daddy was a good
movie. But they're
movie.
Talking about the last decade.
Oh,
so.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, that was like 1990s. At the top of the list, wait, no, yes, top of the list. Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
No!
2012.
Screw that.
That movie sucked.
It was great.
Cowboys and Aliens at least had good effects and a good plot. This movie was an embarrassment.
It followed. What did you get out of it?
A whole bunch of crap.
No, you got Abraham Lincoln slaying vampires.
My favorite part was when the one vampire hits him with a horse.
Yes!
Just throws a horse at him. It hits him, uh-huh. and then he's just fine.
Yeah!
Like, nothing happened.
Like, super yeah. Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, yeah.
4 score and 7 abs ago, he took him down.
I did enjoy how it ended, though. He's like, all right, well, I'm off to the theater.
Seriously?
Great. Seriously.
That was,
how it ended.
It was such a great movie. I own that movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Anyway, those are the 10 worst movies of the decade. I think we're in agreement on most of them, at least. Up next, we play Humdinger, a new game on a freak accident.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
Humdinger, you're a humdinger. You're as plain as yaller puddin'. You're a humdinger.
Incidentally, this was the theme song to Cowboys and Aliens.
Probably. So, this is a game I saw off of Cranium. It's a board game that encompasses a whole bunch of other things that you play within one game. And what you do is someone hums a song and you have to guess what that song is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Fairly straightforward.
Yeah.
I'm glad Lazy Mickey isn't here for this one.
No. No.
Yelled at so much.
He took the Christmas vacation off early.
Oh, okay.
Head problems.
Understandable.
Yeah, so this is Christmas themed.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I figured it had to be Christmas.
So
yeah,
how do
that?
We?
What was that?
I like Christmas.
Karen's just like,
I actually, I did an arm fist bump too.
Oh,
like I was like, yeah. get it right.
50 Shades of
Grey. So one person is going to hum, and then the rest of us have to guess.
Yes.
Like, do we got to like buzz in somehow?
Yeah. Each your buzzer is your name.
Okay.
So when you think you know it, say your name, and then we'll see.
Mickey, you have to participate.
Okay.
You have to try.
I almost was ready to hit the button with the song. That would have kind of killed
me. Yeah. I mean, but in her case, I see she would just sit here and let Kara and I and you fight like dogs and cats over this.
I'm
she's
humming.
Just going to sit there, yeah.
Oh, wait, I like that idea.
So we're guessing what you're humming?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we were going to take turns.
Well, yeah. I have the answers.
Frick.
So,
all right.
I mean, I could make up. Yeah, see, Kara really wanted to
hum. Look, too.
Do you want to hum?
You ruined her episode.
Okay.
That's the only reason I came here
today.
Do you know what?
Do you all want to do individuals?
You know, let her do one. I don't need to do one. But
you
she seems
do
insistent.
One.
I do. Yeah,
let's do it.
So do you want me to start then?
Yeah, you start.
Buzz in with your name, won't you not?
No.
Right. You're going to know it right away.
Kara, Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
She's like waving her hands around, like, yeah,
I got it.
All right. Well done, Kara.
All right, who's humming next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
Oh,
you're just going to come up with your own song?
You have to.
Oh, yeah, because he has the answers.
I have the answers to these ones.
All right, let's see.
Mickey.
Oh, no!
Mickey got it.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That's right.
Oh, that's what a
good job.
What a chipmunk says when he has a match underneath him.
That's an old joke.
Yeah, it is.
Mickey, you're next.
Hum a song. That's not a song. Or humming.
Exasperated Sigh. By Mickey. 2018. 2019.
This podcast.
All right.
Chris Lazy! Oh.
Ooh.
You got it.
I forgot how to deck buzz
the,
in.
Deck the halls, yo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
You got that one on there?
No.
No, oh, that's good.
No, no.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Lazy E!
Good.
Christmas, Christmas time is here. Time for joy and time.
The Chipmunk song!
But I have the song.
Is that just called the Chipmunk song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know if it had an actual name.
Neither did I.
But you knew the words, and that was impressive.
All right. Let's see. All right. I can't wait.
Crisco! Yes. Dominic the Donkey.
Oh! Hey,
I hate this song. It's
but he knows it.
The Italian Christmas Donkey. La, 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 la.
Okay. Sorry, end it, please. Thank you. Yeah. All right. My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
Now all of a sudden, we don't know Christmas songs.
Yeah. Oh, I'm locked and loaded. I'm working on an all Christmas all the time station right now.
You've
the
been
chipmunk
cheating,
is going in my brain.
Okay. All right.
I know.
You gotta
wait,
say your
yeah,
name.
Wait. I,
what's my name? She forgot.
Go keep humming.
Kara, yeah. And it's like Christmas bells or something,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, Christmas.
Yeah, it's the Snoopy song.
Christmas.
I just know it
yeah.
is the Snoopy song.
There you go.
All right. Who's next?
Maybe. Oh, come on. I'm awful with this. You guys did all the ones that I know.
You know more Christmas
you
songs,
definitely
you
do.
Liar.
Yeah, but they're not coming to my brain right now.
Brain.
I really have nothing.
All right, Carrie,
all right,
you go.
I have one. Okay.
Lazy E! All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, wait a minute. I got
ooh,
one.
Baby. Baby!
All right, go ahead, Mickey.
All right. Kara. Santa Baby.
Yep.
Oh, all right.
You.
That was good.
Consensual bastard. Which version?
Go ahead.
All right.
Well, Kara, but I don't know if I know the name. But Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
You got it right.
Dun, 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 oh, yeah. That's dun, dun, dun,
that Christmas rapping.
Yeah.
But I think I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. I do enjoy that song.
Yeah.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it's an earworm. Once it gets in there, it can't get out.
Oh yeah, it's stuck like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lazy E!
Lazy E.
Feliz Navidad!
You got it, buddy. Yeah.
I wasn't even really listening to the song, I was watching his shoulders.
Feliz Navidad. Nos pero año Feliz Navidad.
Oh my god, he speaks Spanish.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
We need a priest, he's speaking in tongues. He's got a demon.
Everybody Mickey, speaks with right. a tongue. That's stupid.
Crisco.
Oh.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was doing. Oh, right. You were doing the.
She phone. Didn't do the chorus. Yeah, sure. She was a dancer and prancer and. Vixen.
I just started at the beginning. That's all yeah. I know.
All right. Let's see.
You don't know the part that says Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's kind of an important part.
I have to start at the beginning to get to that that's point.
It's kind of very important. Lazy E.
She's laughing too much.
Baby, it's cold outside. The okay. version with John Legend.
Yeah.
And
ew. That's exactly John the version Johnson. I was doing.
Oh,
yeah.
Gross. You're up, homeboy.
All right. How does it go?
Oh,
yeah.
boy.
Crisco.
You have to remember your name. That's the same problem.
I was just gonna yell out the name of the song. Silver Bells.
Yeah.
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
That's when every Christmas song was saying like a big announcer person.
Yep.
Kara.
Oh.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's right.
Making a list, checking it.
I'm out of ideas again.
Oh my God.
All right, Kara.
Crisco.
No.
Oh. Little Drummer Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to the Pumba Bums.
It just sounds like you're going like.
Kara, here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa
Gene
Claus
Autry,
Lane.
I think.
Yes.
Skip over me, Mickey. You go.
Okay. Hold on. I just had one and I forgot it.
Lazy. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Yes.
I was like, what other song is it?
Yeah, well, again, she started at
I
the beginning.
I had two
and
in
not...
my head, and I'm like, I don't know which one I'm going with. We'll just figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm still working. You got one?
Yeah.
Lazy Noel.
Yeah.
The first Noel.
You're the first Noel.
What? Me? Yeah. No.
I got one.
Oh, wait, I got one.
Okay.
Kara.
I couldn't think of
up
the name.
Up on the housetop.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll do one more.
All right.
Up on the rooftop.
All right, all
right. Whatever.
This one's off of my head. I don't have the music or anything for it, but...
Oh, Crisco.
Yeah.
Because I hate it. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah!
That song is... That song is like in my DNA. Like I have like a fight or flight reaction hearing that song. This one isn't as bad by comparison. That was fun. I like that.
He said Dominic the Donk.
Now let's talk about the most annoying things about winter on a freak accident.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
There's snow past my hips, and I'm out of storm chips. You can shove your winter
Oh, man. All right.
Don't we all feel that way?
I do. People who enjoy winter, I don't understand those people. Does anybody here like wintertime?
Me and Murderer.
Why?
Because
I mean,
we can wear layers of clothing and not be dying from the heat.
My statement remains, I don't understand you people.
It's fine.
Now, why?
You never have. It's okay.
What's wrong with not wearing multiple layers of clothing?
No, I hate summer.
Why?
Like, I mean, I don't love winter the most, but I hate summer.
Why?
Because you can... In winter, you can always get warmer, I feel like.
Right.
So if you're cold, you could be like, oh, I'll throw another jacket or a blanket or whatever. In the summer, there's only so much, you know, you could, like, legally take off at a time. And you can only get so cool. And if the air conditioning doesn't, like, cutting it, that's it. That's as far as
right.
it goes. And you could be uncomfortable, and that's it.
Yeah, but Mickey, why do you like to wear layers of clothing?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's just personal preference, I guess.
Yeah.
See, I feel like in summertime, that's the only time when it's easy to do things. Like, you can go hiking, you can go swimming, you can go to the park, you can go to the amusement park.
And I get to make snowballs.
You can go roller skating, bike riding.
It's great.
You know.
I just basically stay inside all year long, so...
Well, you sleep all the time.
Yeah.
We've established
so
that.
So, and winter's some good sleepins.
Yeah.
Good sleepins.
Now, you're with me, though.
No, I wouldn't say I hate it because I like Christmas, but...
Yeah.
If Christmas happened in summer, that would be great.
Right? I mean, I'm even okay with winter up to Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
New Year's over.
Yeah.
Go right back to summer.
Yeah.
You can just skip January and February. I don't need it.
That
just
is
give
true.
Me right to springtime.
Because that's when it gets really bad, especially in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You start getting the freezing temperatures.
I don't like having to shovel. I don't like having to drive through snow. I don't like being cold.
But you know what's funny? When I was a kid, I loved it. Because you got off from school.
Sure, yeah.
And you didn't have the shovel.
Yeah. But we're adults now. We have things called responsibilities. And work doesn't care if you die. So no. You don't get a two-hour delay from your job.
Correct.
You just got to get in.
Yes.
But this, according to people surveyed by the Daily Star, are the five most annoying things about winter.
All right.
Okay.
Winter is one.
That's just a very broad general statement. Driving in bad weather is number five.
Sure.
Yeah, when I was driving here, there was a big snow squall up in Scranton.
Ah, see, I knew.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen again.
Yeah, it was bad.
Did your phone obnoxiously blare at you, too?
Yes.
Do you think the world's ending? And it's like, oh, no, it's just a blizzard on a road.
It's like those damn Amber Alerts. Just let the kids find themselves.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. Yeah, it's a flurry, I should say, on a road, not a blizzard. A blizzard would be cause for alarm.
Yeah.
Not just, oh, there's flakes that might blow in your direction when you're driving.
I think, but isn't a squall like a thing that was, kind of your sight, your...
Yeah, your vision is
down. Snownado.
Yeah, Snownado. That's it.
Snado.
Thank you. You explained my hand motions.
Number four is one that I really hate, and that's scraping ice off of your windshield.
Yeah, that's super annoying.
I hate that because it's every day.
You know how I solve that problem? I start my car.
I've started doing that too. I'll run it for a good 20 minutes before I start driving.
Yeah. Then you start driving and it's like sweating.
You only have to run through the outdoors to if you don't have a garage to get to the car.
Right.
Once you get inside, you're golden.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's already warmed up.
Yep.
You don't gotta scrape nothing.
Yeah.
But I don't like it after work, you know, because I don't got time at the end of the workday to run out, start my car, and then come back inside.
Right.
But you know, that's annoying.
I make that happen.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Less sunshine because there are more clouds.
That depresses me.
Dude, it really is. Like, it's always cloudy in the wintertime. Always.
That is true. I never really thought about that.
And then it's like dark by 4.
I was blinded by the sun most of today, so I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, no, the sun does come out, but it's very infrequent. Most of the time, it's shielded behind clouds.
That's true.
And depending on your job and when you go in and when you leave, you never see sun.
There's just that gray pall over everything. It's colorless. Especially after, at least in Christmas, you have the lights and decorations and things.
Right.
Once that comes down and everything's just gray and dead and cold, it's like, bleh.
Yeah, that's true.
Higher heating bills, number two.
Sure.
That hurts.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice in the summertime when I don't got to pay that heating bill.
Well, then you pay the electric bill for the air conditioning.
Actually, I really don't. Like, all of my air conditioning units are so energy efficient that my electric bill is, like, almost not even affected.
Wow.
And I also live in an extremely small house,
which helps.
But I'll tell you what, natural gas, although it's the cheapest thing to use to heat your house, it still is not inexpensive, to heat this place. And number one, the days are too short. Yeah, you leave in the morning, it's night. You come home at night, it's night. It's always nighttime.
And then you take a nap and it's night.
You don't even have a window in your office.
No.
You're just out.
I see nothing.
He sees no light
there
of day.
There is no sun in the winter. The sun doesn't exist.
I mean, the good thing is, like, the days will start getting longer then, at least. You know,
it's
like
the shortest days are
like leading up to winter, and then winter, like the solstice or whatever, is like the shortest day, and then it gets longer and longer and longer, and then back to your summer.
We're
sun.
Almost there. Yeah.
I'm trying to be positive. That's what you brought me here for.
some more things on this list. Slipping on ice, feeling like you're always cold. Those things made the top 10. Here are some more that crack the top 25. Cold, wet shoes.
Yeah.
Runny noses. I personally hate tracking snow through the house because it's very hard to stomp it off of your feet outside. All of it, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Chapped lips, dry skin, waiting for your car to warm up, getting out of bed when the house is cold, getting into a cold bed, and too much Christmas music. See, that I don't have a problem
too
with.
Too much. There can never be too much Christmas music.
Yeah, from Thanksgiving. I'm okay with Christmas music from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Yeah.
When they started on Halloween, that's a little early for my taste.
I'll even go all the way to New Year.
Gross.
I'll go Thanksgiving to New Year with Christmas music. Sorry to say.
She'll go Thanksgiving to Russian Christmas, whenever that is. That's like in the middle of January or something,
January
right?
17th.
How long can we make it last?
Things set in 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, you're bringing back all these memories.
Do you agree, disagree? Send us an email, freaksatafreakaccident.com. Up next, we are going to end 2019 for a freak accident by having some implausible prognostications.
Ooh. A freak accident, as entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
For freak accident and plausible prognostication. It's time for freak accident and plausible prognostication.
All right. We're in the black hole now.
This is where futures are predicted.
Right.
Ah.
We have some catching up to do from last year, as a matter of fact. Well, actually, it was early this year that we have to catch up on. Because we did, at the beginning of January, actually do some implausible prognostications for 2019. So we have to revisit these and see if we got any of them right.
Oh, yes.
We had $5 a piece riding on this.
If anybody got one right, they got $5.
I already know you got yours right. All right, so my prediction, my implausible prognostications for this year, I said Bill Cosby was going to die in prison.
Nope.
That dude's still ticking somehow.
Yep.
And my news, my piece of news, was that for I said this was going to be the first year that we see a plague of some kind ravage a large portion of the human. Now, incidentally, we did have the Black Death return in Europe or Asia, somewhere over there.
Okay.
It didn't ravage a large portion of the population, so I lose out on that one. Technically, there's plague, but missed out on it.
Yeah.
Mickey, you said that because at the time we were in a government shutdown that had been lasting for quite some time, you said that the shutdown was going to end in June and ended up ending in January. We had to look that up.
Technicalities.
Well, a further technicality was you insisted it was going to end because Trump was going to buy enough fast food to fund the wall himself. Somehow that was going to work.
I'm not sure. El Chapo's in there somewhere.
You predicted that Betty White would die.
Yep.
She's still alive.
Yeah. Yep.
Lazy E, you predicted Hulk Hogan would die.
Thank God I was wrong.
But you were right about this because you said, and as of this evening, per CNN, it is official, you said by December 31st, Trump will be impeached.
Yeah!
And since he didn't specify removed from office, he just said impeached, and technically all they have to do to impeach someone is vote, and that happened. You won.
Yeah,
your implausible prognostication came true, so Mickey and I both owe you $5.
Yes, you do.
Congratulations.
There's Mickey's $5.
Wow.
Throwing it at him.
Wow.
You really don't need to
What
get
a sore
bucks.
Loser.
I am.
Yeah. All right. So.
Hard-earned $5 right there.
Oh, yeah.
Look how hard he had to work to get it.
I know. And then have it flung at my head.
Yeah. But we may have the opportunity to win that money back because we're going to do the same thing again for 2020.
Mm. Yes.
So, Kara, you're going in this time. Because you're new to the show, but $5 a piece.
All right.
If anybody guesses right, we got to pay them $5.
Yep.
So we're going to do the same thing. We're going to do one piece of news. We're going to do one celebrity death. And we're also adding in one scandal.
All right.
Scandal's going to be hard.
Yeah, scandal's going to be hard.
Could be. Think about it, though.
All right.
Mickey, do you have anything?
I have one that I can mush the scandal and the celebrity together.
The scandal and the death.
Ooh. Yes.
Okay.
So Michael Vick, because that's a huge uproar right now, is he would die, but the scandal will be we don't know who killed him.
Okay.
Prognostication!
There you go. I like it.
Alright, that is good. I like that.
So that'll we'll come back to you for your news. So think about that. For me, I'm still thinking about my... No, I know what my news is going to be. My news is going to be that for the first time, we are going to find evidence of extraterrestrial life.
Prognostication!
It's either going to be like in a dirt sample from Mars or something's going to happen. A meteor is going to land somewhere and it's going to have bacteria on it or something like that. But we're going to find extraterrestrial life out there somewhere.
Excellent.
Death.
We're doing these all right now?
Yeah, I could say death is going to be...
Please don't take mine.
I did that last year.
I'm going to say that... a I'm going to say that Trump is going to die.
Prognostication!
After the embarrassment of the impeachment, something's going to happen. I don't know. He's just going to have a heart attack on the campaign trail, assuming he doesn't get removed from office, which he probably won't. Senate's never going to do that, but he'll have a heart attack on the campaign trail or something. Scandal. Elon Musk is going to go down for money laundering or some kind of, like, you know, corporate embezzling or something like that.
Prognostication!
He's basically Lex Luthor. He's just the he's the corruption away. That's all he needs.
All right. Death, I hate to say it, Alex Trebek.
Oh.
Prognostication!
That's not very implausible.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, well, no, the other one isn't either. Do I go back to Betty White? Betty White it is!
Prognostication!
All right, piece of news. Yes, he got impeached. No, he won't get thrown out of office because it takes too long to do that before the next election. But President Trump will be something we say after the next election.
Oh my God.
Prognostication!
That is bold. I like that.
Scandal. Giselle will cheat on Tom Brady.
Prognostication!
You want a random sports one, Tom Brady will not play for the New England Patriots, but will rather play for the Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
Prognostication!
You're full of them today.
Prognostication!
All right. Let's start with death.
Oh, happy Karen.
The way I love to start all my conversations. How about Queen Elizabeth?
Ooh.
Prognostication!
She's also like, she's old world bitter. So, like, you know,
she's just always like,
yeah, that's right.
They usually live super long, but I'm going to say it's about time there.
Crotchety old Brits don't go out easy. So,
so there's that one. News, Amazon going to get a fleet of planes to help with their deliveries.
Oh, okay.
Prognostication!
You ran out of music.
Oh my God. You restart that then.
And
I'll just lower it down until he talks. So keep going.
Oh, and Scandal. All right. So I really had a...
So Amazon's getting a fleet of planes?
Yeah, their own planes.
Okay.
And they're going to like really help with their Prime shipping.
So they're not going to need like anything UPS or FedEx or anything anymore.
Nope.
Okay.
They're moving on. And Scandal, I don't know. I that one, have a hard time with that one. So I'm going to say there will be a scandal, a big one, attached to the next election. And because Trump is going to win again, of course, obviously.
Prognostication!
So Trump winning would be the scandal.
Yeah, that or like the way he wins or the Democrats.
The Democrats are in bed with Russia
doing
this time.
That, yeah.
Surprise.
You know what I mean? Something along those lines with that election, there's obviously going to be a scandal attached
I guess he's Putin is booting every little part of the Democrats and Republicans.
Mickey, you just have your news, right?
Yeah. So there was something I was listening to about the Federal Trade Commission and Facebook having some issues.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with the Federal Trade Commission actually puts a stop to Facebook and their nonsense.
Prognostication!
So, like, advertising, stealing private data.
Right. They're trying to tie Instagram and whatever, WhatsApp, I think they tied together. They're trying to, and the FTC has been kind of up in the air.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to go with they're actually going to decide to put a stop to it.
Okay, so they're going to break up the monopoly, in other words. Gotcha.
Good call.
All right. Well, we've all got our prognostications in. May the best Crisco win.
Oh, that's me.
Isn't there? Oh, there it is.
Accident and plausible prognostication.
He's right. I cut him off very quick there too.
Yeah, jeez.
And we exited the wormhole really, really abruptly as well.
You know, the wormhole comes and goes. You know who else I think is going to die? But it's not implausible. Gerald Ford. That guy's been...
Gerald Ford?
Isn't it Gerald Ford who's the one that builds houses? For Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's Gerald Ford. He's the longest living president right now.
Oh.
Gerald Ford is definitely not still alive. That's Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter, that's the guy. Like I said,
Gerald Ford is very, very dead.
Jimmy,
but you know what? You're right. Jimmy Carter does do Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, and I think he's 96, I think,
up there.
Now. He's the oldest living president right now.
It's the Peanuts.
He's yes, but he's going to die
probably. Again, that's not very implausible.
That's why I just thought I'd throw it in there.
Angry British Queen, that is implausible.
Yeah.
She's never going to die.
Betty White, she's pickled.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Keith Richards.
Charlie Sheen.
Nah.
Oh, Charlie Sheen. He hasn't been around for a while. He's definitely dying.
He's got it coming.
Throw that one in there.
Well, anyway, thank you very much, dear listener, for tuning into this episode, our final episode of 2019. Lazy E, thank you for being able to be.
He made it in.
Yeah. ending 2019 on a high note, then, in that case. We are going to take the next 2 weeks off. We hope you enjoy your holidays, your new year.
And we're going to give them best ofs?
Yes, we will have best ofs each week still for you to listen to. But we will not be here. We will be back to catch up on everything and bring you a whole bunch of fun, action-packed adventures in 2020 as we kick off a new decade together. Yeah. So we hope you'll come back for that. In the meantime, to make sure you don't miss that when it happens, subscribe to this show, wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. Leave us a good review if you can. Those reviews really help.
Technically, the new decade doesn't start till 2021.
Shut up. Quit ruining everybody's fun.
Just thought I'd tell you. There's no year zero.
Subscribe to the show. Leave a good review. Visit our website, afreakaccident.com. Click podcast. You can listen to every episode and click connect, and you can follow us and see what we're up to on social media during the next 2 weeks as well. And as always, send an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. So thank you, as always, for listening. Great holiday, great new year. We'll catch up with you again real soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out
until a freak accident happens.
Hey, chingity ching.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.